Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we keep waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting on the world to change. Cause if we had the power to bring our neighbors home from war, we'd never miss the Christmas, no more ribbons on the door, yeah.
It's Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX, and from our sister station down the hallway, Y98, we have Alex Rich joining us in studio right now. Alex is, he's got the national anthem tomorrow at the City SC game at Energizer Park. Also, he's the co-host with Ben Paremba of the podcast Jews in the Lou.
Yeah. Thank you, guys, Alex, for having me. This, I just said it smells great in here. The Camo X, the whole vibe's different over here. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, once we went to FM, things really freshened up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it naturally freshened up.
Yeah, it used to stink in here.
Yeah.
And then they added the FM dial. They're like, it smells great now.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll say this about Alex Rich. He knows everybody. Like, you do everything and know everybody.
Yeah, when people ask what I do, there's really, there's not one answer.
Yeah.
You know, that was some intro, too. I appreciate it. I don't even know where you found that audio, but, you know.
Dark web,
great,
probably.
Great work.
Was it dark web?
It's from the archives.
No, the archives.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, I just, you know, I do a handful of different things. I've never really put myself into one box, per se. You know, and, you know, kind of always keep the door open to see what's next.
So what's next for you is the national anthem
what's
tomorrow.
What's next,
How'd that happen?
The national anthem. Can you believe it? I'm nervous as can
the
be.
The hardest song to sing in the entire world.
That's what people say. And I think it's the hardest song in the world to sing if you don't sing it, like, make it your own. Not make it your own in the way that, like, what's her name? Ingrid whatever did at the All-Star game, right? Like, I don't want to check myself into rehab the next day.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
She did.
She really did.
A woman sang the national anthem, a famous.
It was the MLB All-Star game last year.
And she was so, I guess, messed up that she did go to rehab.
Yeah, it was rough. No, you know, you can't really. Look, I'm not a person that's, I always say, I'm not a great singer alone and I'm not a great guitar player alone, but when you put them together, there's, you know, a handful of people that can do it, I guess. You know, I got my cousin that plays around. Pajeski here is a great guitar player.
He's
really good.
Oh.
He rocks out. Now,
thanks.
I don't know if, you know, can you sing and play at the same time?
I don't know. No, I can't do that.
See, so
he can barely talk.
But the guy can play. So, you know, for me, it's just like when you put it together, it's, that was like my stipulation. I'm singing it with my guitar.
Yeah. So, are you going to do the Whitney Houston version, obviously?
No, don't do that. He can't. Yeah. He's like, he can't hit that note.
No, and they limit me to a minute 30 seconds.
Okay. So did you make your own arrangement?
They do?
It's a quick one, dude. It's a quick one.
That I love that they do that.
Yeah, it says 90-second performance.
One of the things that does bother me about the national anthem performances.
So if you want to know the over-under.
is like when people drag it out and they do the whole, just sing the anthem.
They have money on the line.
You know what I would do?
In the Super Bowl,
I would surprise people with the pacing. Like, it's 90 seconds, but I think you should sing the first half really fast and slow it way down for the second half.
I do have some variations in there. But yeah, you ask, I did kind of like do my own rendition of it, but yeah. I'm not trying to hit any of these crazy high notes. I got it in a different key that's good for me.
Yeah.
I will say the one thing I am a little nervous about is I don't know about the echo in the stadium. I'm a little worried about the echo.
They'll mess you up big time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little worried about the echo. I don't know if I'm going to have in-ears. I don't know if I'm going to have a monitor. I don't know what I'm going to be hearing. But, you know, there's really, it's out of my control. Control the controllables is what I say.
Can you talk to anyone who's done it before there?
You know, I don't know anybody personally that's done it, right?
I know the Blues.
Do we know anybody personally that's done it? The Blues guy,
The Blues guys, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know personally anybody that's
different.
I think they usually have like real actual qualifications to do it. So I'm like the first person they've brought in off the street to
Will this be the largest crowd?
This will be the largest crowd that's actively listening and watching me. I mean, that seats 22,000 people. So, that's what I'm a little nervous about, right? And it's because it's like not really a song by choice that I'd like love to perform.
Very hard to sing.
I think
it is a hard song to sing.
Having heard your music, I bet you would crush O Canada.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that song
a banger.
Oh, it.
People say that one is way better than the than ours.
It's true.
You think?
Ours is just very.
God bless America.
To sing.
I love us. We're great, right? That national anthem. Oh my God, does it slap?
Does Canada have a soccer team? I don't know if they. Well,
yeah, they got a soccer team.
Do they? Do they? Are they in the MLS?
Yeah, Vancouver Whitecaps.
There's a Toronto team too.
I guess the petition is, if City wins tomorrow night with me singing the anthem, these guys are very. Very, they're all about the superstition.
Yeah.
So if they win,
you get to sing again.
Lord knows they might have me back, week after week.
That is absolutely true.
What if you sang the Canadian national anthem even without a Canadian team playing?
What if I just, instead of singing the actual national anthem, just went out tomorrow and surprised everybody and just went right into the Canadian national anthem?
Or you could be like, I know I'm here to sing the national anthem, but I'm going to play an original.
and you know what I mean? You should start with O Canada.
I wrote a song for St. Louis City. Here it is.
And watch all the St. Louisans look at each other and go, is Omaha in Canada? Because nobody knows where Omaha is.
Right. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Omaha kind of sounds like it could be
anywhere.
In Ontario. Omaha, Ontario.
It actually could be anywhere in the world and it would make sense.
Yeah.
We should start telling people it is. Tomorrow, I'm going to start it.
I owe Ranj $4, but I will give you that $4 if you start with the Canadian national anthem.
Wouldn't that
anthem.
Be something?
You can give him my $4 if he does it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's worth more than $4.
No,
I think that video would take off quickly online.
What do you think? You'd get arrested? What do you think would happen?
I think you might get arrested
He's
afterwards.
He's not going to get arrested for that.
Well, I mean, is it against the law to kind of butcher the national anthem?
No.
You know?
I think it's against the law to
it could be.
Mock it. And
yeah,
I don't know.
Mocking it.
You're not mocking. Well, maybe, you can burn a flag.
Don't burn the flag at the city game tomorrow.
No. I think that's legal.
Well, unless it's an Omaha flag. Omaha, Canada flag.
He brings out his guitar and then he's got a little bag with him and he gets out a flag and a lighter.
Like First Amendment rights. That you
got a protester doing the national anthem.
They could kick you out, but I don't think you could go to jail. But I do think you would probably be banned from Energizer Park.
Well, since the city games are broadcast on Y98, it's probably not a great association for me to personally have. But. I will say the whole thing is quite not necessarily surprising, but I think, flattering and humbling in a way that they're like, they trust me to do it.
Well, awesome. I mean, Alex, it's awesome. You're going to be playing not just in front of 22,000 people, but that park is sick.
It's sick.
Energizer
I am
park
super
is sick.
Excited about it, but I would be lying if I said I was not nervous. Like, I am. Super, super nervous about the whole thing because, those people are there watching.
Are you wearing a city jersey or what are you going to
wear?
Oh,
that was the other thing. They were very specific on what I can and cannot wear.
Really?
So literally the form said no Nikes because MLS is Adidas.
Oh,
so I can't wear, I got my flashy J's all the time
that
I can't wear them. So
explain to the KMOX audience what a flashy J is?
A flashy J.
Oh, the
we're not talking about the... the cannabis, Jay. We're talking about the
Jordan ones.
Yeah. The Jordans. The high top Jordans.
Those look good.
Yeah. I rocked them quite often.
So they said no Nike.
No Nike. So I went and bought myself a fresh new pair of white On Clouds. They're great. You're a runner. You know, the On Clouds are great. But Adidas.
I wear Nike.
Adidas. Adidas isn't really necessarily my style. They said no sponsors, no flashy, you know, crazy anything. They said no Cardinal jersey, no Blues jersey.
Really?
Oh, there's a rivalry
now. No Battle Hawks jersey.
What?
No Battle Hawks.
So they really, the easiest way to get to it, they could have just said, you know, must wear a city jersey.
Do most of them wear a kit?
I think so.
Can you wear the whole thing with shin pants?
Could you wear, like, if you wanted to wear the high socks and shin guards?
I'll tell you what. If somebody from City's listening and they get me the whole getup, I would do it.
Well, you would come out there in the entire kit.
I'd maybe even throw on the shin guards.
Yeah. That's what I said. You would do the shin guards.
Maybe. Yeah. If there was a personalized jersey. Now, that's what I was hoping for. Like, at least throw me a personalized jersey or something. Yeah. I think that'd be fair.
I don't know if they have any because...
I think they're stingy.
Tell them what happened. When the team came into town, right before their first game, our boss brought in a couple of jerseys into the studio to Amy and me and said, hey, try these on. And we did. And then he goes, all right, I need them back. I got to take them down the hall.
He did the same thing to me. He said, hey, if you don't mind, take a picture with this and then pass it to the next person.
Can you believe this?
I'm like, what world are we living in?
There should be city jerseys laying over chairs in this office.
It seems like it, really.
This is some communism nonsense. Well, I think you should wear the entire kit with the shin pads.
Now we're on to something.
And start with Okie.
You know, that might distract people enough so much that they don't even listen to me sing the national anthem, which is maybe ideal. But, you know.
No, I want to listen to it.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
You want to tell us about the podcast? How's it going? Jews in the Lou with Ben Paremba.
It's great. Ben's a great guy. Ben owns a lot of local restaurants here
in
St. Louis.
A lot of them.
He's owned a lot. He's closed a lot. He's opened a lot. He'll tell you that himself. But Jews in the Lou, it's great. We kind of came together. We actually met, you know, just about a year ago and wanted to do something fun around the Hanukkah time of the year where it was different, a different way to celebrate and really draw some attention on the good light that there is with the Jewish folks in St. Louis that are making a difference here in town. And so we got together and we said, let's do a little like conversation. So we meet at the Deli Divine and it's always there, right? Well, except for the one we just did with R&R Ranch, we felt like the miniature horses felt deserving of us to be on site for them. Yeah. I don't know that the deli, we can't bring the horses into the deli, but
can't bring Tubby into the deli.
No, but it's been cool. It's, you know, we sit down, have a little bit of a conversation with different people and it's totally unscripted. Like we, you know, the cameras roll. We don't even tell the guests when we're going and we just get into conversation and start chatting and you really learn some cool stories about the people, that make a difference, you know, or people that, have converted to Judaism, like Tamara from Clementines. She talks about her story, how she converted, what Judaism means to her. And really, you learn a lot of unique stories about why people started what they're doing. So like the R&R Ranch folks, Stacy's whole story was it was built off of the Jewish principles of just having each other's back and sticking together because... I mean, the reality is like, and it's hard for people that don't necessarily, that aren't Jewish and can't really fully understand, but if you're part of like a certain community, you get it. There, it's just a culture around you where you just automatically have each other's backs. And I think that's the platform we want to create. It's not at all a political platform where we want to express political opinions or anything like that, but more of just the conversation of the backstory of, you know, how these people were raised, their stories growing up. And it's cool because, you know, in the Jewish religion, there's not really one specific, I know in a lot of religions, there's not really one specific path, but you know, there's so many different types of Jewish people. You got your Orthodox, Reform, you know, conservative. But I think as a whole, it all boils back down to the culture. And so we've brought this to camera and video and YouTube and Instagram and, you know, the response has been great. We've had, you know, of course, in doing what we're doing, in the state that we're in, we've had some hate and some lashback and things like that. And that's why I like to say, look, it's I'm not a person that's going to be out here talking politics one way or the other when it comes to religion or actual politics, whatever. But it's more, hey, this is something we just want to do to showcase our religion because it's important to us. And it's really been great. And Ben and I have this, you know, kind of an older, younger brother duo thing kind of going in it. And it works well. The guests have a great time. You asked what the qualifications were, you know, to be on Jews in the Lou. Really, if you're Jewish and you're, I guess, making a difference, or really what we like to say is a mover and shaker in St. Louis, you know, or doing something impactful.
I am at least 6% Jewish.
We're not that far down the list yet.
Okay.
We're not struggling.
They're not scraping the bottom of the barrel, Ron.
Let me know when you're looking for Jewish
blood. The same pitch for me. He's like, dude, I'm 3% Jewish. I did the whole 23andMe, and I'm like, dude, we don't, even if you were full Jewish, we wouldn't want him.
You know, what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know what I mean?
Guys, I'll do it for you. No, Mark. We're good.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. People have reached out. I mean, a lot of people have reached out to be a part of this because I think it's cool. You just hear so many different stories. We've had, Josh Schertz, SLU's basketball coach.
Oh, yeah.
He is Jewish. A lot of people didn't know that. And, you know, typically Jewish people aren't the tallest people. So basketball is not really where we hang out a lot.
Every single one of his players is taller than him.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
We've had, Scott Rosenblum, defense attorney here in St. Louis. We had him on. We've had Tamara Keefe from Clementines. We're all over the board. Ben Hockman actually came on.
Yeah.
Ben's a great guy. And
he's got his own sandwich at Pratzel's.
He does have his own sandwich at Pratzel's.
Like
so
the highest.
When we had him in, he was kind of propositioning for a sandwich at Deli Divine. So, you know,
you can't have a sandwich at two places.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Do you think you draw the line?
Yeah, you gotta pick your place.
Yeah, you can't. Menus are not unlimited. There's a finite amount of sandwiches you can have.
Do you have a sandwich? I'm working on a sandwich. I did have a sandwich with High Point last year. It was called the Checking In Chicken Melt because I'm always checking in.
You checked in here.
Yeah,
you do. You're like, I'm here. I'm checking in.
Yeah, it was like a fried chicken with some bacon, some Swiss, some coleslaw. It was delicious. I mean, I'm telling you, when you can build a sandwich, it's a lot of pressure. What would you guys have on your own sandwiches?
I didn't think about it.
It takes time.
I'd have to think about it.
Amy's got a sandwich on mine.
Mine would be like turkey-based, for sure.
Honestly.
Like, it'd be like turkey and pickles and cucumber. It'd be like all the condiments. Every condiment that exists on top of turkey, which is a pretty neutral base.
I feel like turkey is a very neutral base. Because even if you kind of don't eat meat, some of those times that you kind of eat meat, you maybe eat turkey.
Don't like turkey sandwiches.
What?
Tell you what, I would have pastrami on mine.
Pastrami's great.
But that's less neutral than
turkey. Let me tell you, Jews in the Lou, we love pastrami sandwich.
Maybe I'm more than 6%.
You know what? We'll just have you in. We'll just have you in to watch Jews in the Loo.
Okay, I'll come in.
That's fair.
All right. Huh? Alex
the
Rich.
The Gentile audience.
The Gentile audience.
I don't think I'm supposed to say good luck. I'm supposed to tell you to hurt yourself or something,
break a
right?
leg or whatever.
Yeah, I hope you trip on the way out.
6:55, the national anthem goes down tomorrow night.
Alex Rich will have it on the field before the City SC game against Omaha.
I'll
have
be
fun.
In full kit.
You promised. You promised. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.